Paws and Claws time on WATD. We talk about the pet and animal world. We do it every week at this time, sponsored by our good friends at the Clean Team. You know, even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net, thecleanteam.net. And once a month, we check in with the great team, the Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. And joining us this month is Lorelei DeVolio. And Lorelei, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you back on WATD. And so this month, our topic is bird nutrition, what they can eat, what they should eat. Oh, boy, I guess we're all guilty of this. Okay, yeah. Lorelei, okay, so fill us in when it comes to birds and nutrition. What are the things that birds should have, the things that are most important to their continued good health?
Well, bird nutrition is really complicated. Birds are a really popular pet. People have budgies, little parakeets, up to large macaws that we're keeping in our homes. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bad options out there at pet stores, or options that are less than optional. Traditionally, a lot of people feel like they go to the pet stores and they see these bags of colorful, you know, sunflower seeds and mixes with nuts and seeds, and they think, you know, their birds love them, they're enjoyable, but they are really, really not the best nutritional choice for your birds. You have to remember, birds come from all over the world. Some of them are from Africa, some are from South America, Central America, Australia, and their nutritional requirements go way beyond sunflower seeds and safflower seeds. And that's where things get complicated for them when they're in our homes and in captive care.
Okay. I mean, but obviously, I guess they can eat them, just like we can eat lots of things that aren't necessarily good for us. So they can eat them. What can happen if the bird is, I mean, I imagine they like these foods, or?
Yeah. Like the same way, you know, if a child, if you give a little kid an option of having a bowl of French fries or a bowl of broccoli, they're going to choose the yummier ones.
Oh, yeah.
The French fries.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Forget that broccoli. But, yeah, you can keep that.
Exactly.
I'm going to go into the fries. Okay, so I eat this. I'm happy. I'm going to continue to eat it if it's presented to me. But what's the long-term effects?
Well, the long-term effects of giving birds, you know, poor nutrition like the sunflower seed mixes is they have problems with reproductive activity. They can have low, low vitamin A, low calcium, things that are really important nutritionally and minerally to help them, line their digestive tract and line their respiratory tract, things that that are required so they can get respiratory infections and all kinds of problems. So, you know, what we like to talk about with birds, instead of giving them these sunflower seeds mixes and seed mixes, is to provide them with a nutritional diet. We now know as veterinarians that they require a food that is what we call a pelleted diet, or a food that is complete, nutritionally balanced and complete, so that birds don't get that option of choosing the unhealthy foods out of those seed mixes. So we give these birds these healthier diets, and we supplement that with fresh foods. You know, they're like we are. They're omnivores. They can eat all kinds of healthy nuts and fruits and vegetables in addition to a formulated diet. And that's really what we have to do for these birds in order to give them not only the best health and nutrition, but also enrichment and foraging opportunities and things that are good for mental health as well.
Now, when you talked about there, you know, so many different birds and from different backgrounds, is there a general type of food that you could say if you had multiple birds, or how would you advise someone?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we do have so many different kinds of pelleted diets. There's at least, you know, 15 brands out there. And the good news is the scientists and veterinarians have come together to make nutritional pellets that are really, really good for a variety of species. They're balanced as far as, like protein and fats and carbohydrates that are pretty balanced across all species. That being said, you know, there are some birds that might require more fruit diets or more high protein diets depending on where they're from. And that's where you really need to talk to your veterinarian to get more specific things that you might do for your particular species of bird.
All right. So there may be specific dietary needs. I imagine best to just talk and say, you know, what type of bird you have and what kind of diet they should be on.
If you have a bird that is indigenous to Australia versus a bird that's indigenous to Central America, they're going to have different requirements. And it may be subtle, but it is something that's going to be really important for their long-term health, again, both physically and mentally.
And just like with anything, is it possible to have some treats or, you know, say you wanted to, you know, feel like you give the bird something they can have once in a while? Is that okay?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, birds are social eaters. They love eating with their human companions. So it is, you know, it's not going to kill them if they have a bite of your, you know, pasta dinner, as long as it's a healthy pasta dinner. You know, the things that are toxic to birds are avocado, chocolate, and I would stay away from a lot of, foods like onions and garlic. Those can be a little bit harmful if they eat too much of it. But really, like, and other than that, oh, and also they are technically lactose intolerant, so we want to minimize milk and cheese and stuff, although I will say my birds love a little piece of cheese or a lick of ice cream.
Oh, ice
I am
cream.
Guilty. My birds treat. Yes, I do give them treats sometimes. Just little licks.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was going to be my next question. You kind of answered that. If there is, because I know with things like dogs and cats or things that, you know, we leave around the house that are accessible that could potentially, you know, end up being at a vet visit or potentially kill them. So you were saying the most severe things to avoid, did you say avocados?
Yes. Highly toxic to birds. Like dogs, you wanted them to stay away from chocolate.
Wow.
Those are really good ones, yeah.
It's so interesting that we build a whole culture around chocolate and loving chocolate. But, our birds and dogs, no for them. But I guess at the end of the day, all animals love French fries, right? Birds love French fries.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Seagulls will lap them up, as most of us Cape Codders know, and most parrots will likewise enjoy a French fry. I always tell people to just keep in mind that, like, the size of their body compared to what you're feeding them, like, one French fry is, like, the size of a parakeet. So don't go giving your parakeets an entire French fry. If you want to give your bird a bite of something that's non-toxic, you know, if that's not going to kill them, okay. But really, these birds should be eating highly nutritious, palatable diets based on fruits and vegetables. And the other thing I always say to people is my birds, you know, tend to eat better than I do because, well, that's just how it goes sometimes. And we really need to take care of them the best way possible to avoid the illnesses that can go along with poor nutrition.
Great stuff, as always. Good conversation with Lorelei D'Avolio, bird nutrition, what they can eat, what they should eat. And Lorelei is part of the great team, Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist. You can find out more at Cape Cod Vets. VetSpecialist.com, CapeCodVetSpecialist.com to read more about their services. And if you go down to the Zoo Exotics Medicine, you'll see a little section there where they are. And you can even hear some of the past segments, which is cool. So that's great. So check it out if you want to go to their website and find out more. And they check in with us once a month. And Lorelei, thank you so much for coming on for our Paws and Claws segment.
Thank you, Rob. It's been a pleasure.
Great to talk to you as always. Have a good rest of the week.